Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's debate days on WIP. So we had Ike versus Giglio earlier at 2:30. You can go back in the Odyssey app, hear that. Tomorrow we have me versus Jolly about Daryl Morey.
Finally.
Tomorrow I'll be on the WIP Morning Show debating John Ritchie on whether Jalen Hurts is elite or not.
He's obviously elite.
Good luck with that, Spike.
Yeah,
Spike.
I'm going to... See, the unfortunate thing about that is I'm going to win the debate,
yes,
and everybody's going to vote for Richie.
Of course.
Yeah, so whatever. Also tomorrow, we have Ike versus DeCamera. I believe that is tomorrow as well.
Yeah,
at 5:15.
Am I going on the morning show? Or he's coming on afternoon?
5:15,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
And then what else do we have?
I think Schwarber.
Hold on, what do we got? What are me and Joe debating? Do we know?
Was Saquon's season the best individual season in Philadelphia sports history?
Ooh.
Right. So then I
must be on the plus side.
Yes.
The positive side.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. We'll figure that one out.
Yeah. Of course.
He did get shut down in the Super Bowl. Just kidding.
Then Friday I have Schwarber.
Yeah, the Schwarber extension.
And then I believe we have Broads and Al Morgani on Friday as well.
So are they coming down to?
Like, the toll bridge.
No,
I'll do it.
I'll do it up from home, and then I'll head down to the Farley Service Plaza.
No, I want to wear Broads and.
Oh, they're going to be virtual. Like I think Broads will be here. I would love for Broads to be at the Farley Service Plaza.
Come on, man, he lives right there. I'm sure.
Well, he does. It's not like right there.
Don't care.
Yeah,
I think of all South Jersey as the same.
I know you do.
It's all right there.
So for the rest of the show, before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report and your calls, we do have a great pair of tickets to give away for next question today. We didn't do next question the first half because we knew we had Elliot, but we do have a next question today. So next question today is, it's Busta Rhymes' birthday. We want you to give us, you call it with your sports point, next question. We want you to give us somebody with a distinctive voice. Now notice I didn't say great voice, distinctive voice. When you hear the voice, you know who it is. That's what it is. The winner today, you'll get your choice of tickets to go see Thomas Rhett at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion July 11th, Creed July 12th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, or The Offspring July 29th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, celebrating Live Nation's $30 ticket to summer special offer on selected shows from May 21st while tickets last. You can go to livenation.com/ticket. To summer for more details. Jack, a distinctive voice?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, that is one.
What do you know about Gilbert Gottfried?
I watched Comedy Central growing up.
Oh, and Aflac commercials.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, he was the Aflac, what is it, goose or duck?
Yeah.
Either me and your dad or me and Carlin
interviewed
Gottfried.
He's a weird interview.
Yeah, we did.
May
I remember
it
down at Chickies and Pete's. I remember doing the interview.
He was on Stern a lot.
Yeah.
He was one of my favorite Stern guests because he was completely unhinged. He would just do the whole thing as Dracula. And it was so good. I was such a huge Gilbert Gottfried fan. Ike, distinctive voice.
I'm going with easy one. Morgan Freeman.
Very distinctive.
Yeah, you got it. You know Red when you hear him.
Yes, for sure. That is an incredibly distinctive voice. And I think he narrated, there was a documentary about penguins called March of the Penguins, and I think he narrated
that.
I'm going an actor as well. I'm going Michael Caine. You know when you hear Michael Caine.
What an ass take. What do you know about Michael Caine's voice?
I'm telling you, when you hear it,
what
you know
ass
Michael.
Take.
Yeah,
what
I know.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, I don't know.
What?
Michael Caine. Distinctive voice. It is not a bad thing.
Yeah, I know what it implies. I'm just you just rolled that out there.
Yeah, well, listen.
Why don't you talk about your little baseball?
That's what we do. We do edgy radio here on the
ass. We can say ass.
What? Hey, word.
Butts. All right. Why don't you do a little fills here, Jack?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Says Jackie Baseball.
When I say my ass, I get no response.
Well, we let that go a lot.
Good line. That'll be put on my tombstone. All right. So Schwarber hit number 300 last night. Yeah, Schwarbs. We started thinking about five hundo for sure?
He's still thinking about that extension.
No, he's thinking about 500
I'm thinking
home
about
runs.
500 home runs.
Oh, 500 home runs. I thought you meant 5 years,
all
100.
Right. So he, let's say he hits 40. I know he's on pace for 56 last year.
At least 20 more this year.
Let's say he, I was going to say 45 this year. Okay, so that would put him at 345, which means he would need 155 more home runs.
How many is he at right now?
300.
300. So
this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it 18? Oh, 16. Yeah, all right. So leaves him 155 more home runs. That means he has to have four seasons or five seasons at this sort of production, like 35 to 40 home runs plus to get there. Here's my issue with it, is that he keeps hitting more and more, but like this hasn't been him his whole career. And typically when you look at home run hitters who are bigger, who are not on steroids, like they sort of fall off a cliff at some point. So the idea that he would keep this production for the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's got a chance, but he's going to have to hang on for a while.
Well, you know, it's crazy. So Stark put this out last night. So in the 7 years before he became a Philly, he hit 153 total home runs 7 years before.
Right.
Last 3 years, he's at 147 as a Philly.
Well, so does anyone...
What?
Okay.
It's a short, compacted swing.
But he didn't hit that many home runs the 7 years before he got here.
Sure.
Yeah, he had 20 home runs a year.
He's been a power guy. He turned into a better pure hitter here.
But hold on. Let me. I'm looking.
Yeah.
I'm looking. In 17, he had a 30 home run season.
Yep.
18, 26.
Yeah.
Now, 19, he had a 38 home run season.
Yeah.
He had 38 home runs in 19. He had 32. Well, that was the COVID year. He had 11. But then he came back from that. And he had 32.
Yeah.
So he's been in the 30s, right? I mean, he certainly has had a surge since he's been here. I don't expect him to hit 40-plus, but if he hits 35 home runs a year for the next 5 years, we ought to get there, right?
Can I ask you something,
can we though? We have two guys hit 500 home runs.
Oh, I'll die.
I'm not saying...
retire number 12.
No, I'm trying to frame this the
right
way.
We're kind of a Hall of Fame case, by the way.
If he hits 500 home runs, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. If a player in 03 went from hitting 30 home runs to 45 home runs after his year 30 season.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's...
We would question it.
But he's slimmed down. He's not even... It's not like he's going from skinny to jacked. He's actually gotten skinnier.
Well, but nobody looked at... Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa are... separate cases of looking enormous. Mm-hmm. Most of those guys doing that stuff didn't look enormous. A-Rod didn't look enormous.
A-Rod definitely didn't change much.
I guess I'm saying not so much that I think he's doing anything. I don't think he is. Well, I think is this sort of production sustainable, or is this like sort of a blip? I guess my question would be.
I think, man, as a DH.
Well, that helps him.
Yep, that helps him.
Yep.
All he has to do is get up there and hit. I think he gives you 30-plus until he's at least, 31, 32? I don't want his contract.
32.
Yeah, he's 32 now.
Yeah, until he's 36, 37 years old.
He's got outshot. I wonder if he ever catches Harper. So he's at Harper's at 343.
Oh, yeah. He could catch Harper. Yeah, because the Harper's certainly going the other way from a power perspective.
He'll never catch Harper.
You don't think so?
No.
I think he can get close. It'd be hard to do.
The question is...
He's 43 home runs behind him.
Yeah, I know.
That's a lot of home runs.
Well, he needs to hit 10 more for the next 4 years. He catches up.
Well, he needs to hit 10 more than Bryce for the next 4 years.
Yeah, but Bryce is like a 26 or 27 home run
Bryce
guy.
Bryce is going to finish with 30-plus.
Okay. I think the question, too, is...
Yes.
Does Schwarber stick around like... Like, does Schwarber eventually become a Giancarlo Stanton?
Yes.
Who ends up, you know, sticking around, hitting 20 home runs or whatever past his prime. That could help him get to 500. Yeah, on the Royals.
Get him to 500. Especially if he's trying to get in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Yeah, if he's trying to get to 500 home runs, for sure.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's in a Phillies uniform, and then they could both be going for it at the same time. That's called exciting.
Yeah, really exciting.
I agree with that. Yeah.
You can sell some tickets. Yeah. You can sell some tickets to that.
So. I wonder who would have better odds to hit 500 home runs at this point, Kyle Schwarber or Bryce Harper?
I think it's still Harper. Because it's 343. It's only 100 and...
57. Yeah. That's a lot of home runs.
It is. But Schwarber's 200 away.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bryce is going to finish. Where is he at, 7 right now?
Yeah.
He's going to finish with at least 30 home runs. So that's 23 more.
Oh, my! I'm setting the over-under at 26.5 this year for
over.
Harper. I'm
Beasley.
Taking the under.
Over.
Over. Okay. Since the haircut, by the way.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to keep track of Bryce since he shaved his head.
Yeah. Yep.
435 with 1,000 OPS. Now, no home runs, but
right.
we take that.
Well, you know what I like last night? I forget which at-bat it was.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again. See ya. A monster two-run home run.
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos. This game is over.
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But they threw him, it looked like a slider away. He just poked it out into left field.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew, like, it wasn't an accidental, by the way, poke out. He was like, I'm taking this one to left field and taking a single. It was a stop throwing me that junk. Give me a fastball kind of adjustment that we talked about a few weeks ago that we were hoping he would make now that he's getting all these breaking balls. Just sort of like take the hits that are there, become a hitter for a minute, and then make them throw you some fastballs so you can jack some of them out of the park.
Yeah, I can see 15 home runs by All-Star.
All-Star's July 13th.
8 more home runs.
I hope so. Come on, Bryce.
Hope so.
We're getting the power going. We're getting the power going. We're getting
the power back.
Well, speaking of power.
Yeah.
Listen, this is a Jackie Eyes monitoring his current situation.
Okay.
Bowman might be trying to lift the ball a little bit more here. If you want to start hitting the breaking news sounder, I mean, you know, Ben Davis was talking to the broadcast last night about how, you know, he's trying to backspin the baseball more, and he's trying to finish higher, which means we're trying to launch baseballs, leveraging his 6 foot. Again, we're not getting ahead of ourselves.
Just real quick, 3 home runs. One of them's in a Little League park, and the other one's in Denver.
Here we go!
The other one's in Denver!
Here we go!
That ball was touched last night. I thought it was a pop-up.
It was a wall scraper.
415.
And it was in Denver.
You are a hater.
I told you
that. Is what it is.
Yep.
Some people were born haters. Some people were.
I got Bone finishing at 15 home runs.
Oh, wow.
Where's the extension?
See, you guys are terrible, man.
And he did try to hit the one earlier.
You guys are terrible. It's what he does. He gives you 15 home runs a year.
Nah, he's getting 20
And he's going to hit the two. He's going to hit 280. And you guys are going to be looking like, oh, that's a typical Bohm year this year.
Yeah, boy. Can't wait to see how he plays in St. Louis.
I don't know if he's... Not at this point.
You don't find anything better.
So, there's a lot... Listen, this might be the most loaded Jackie baseball report in a long time.
Oh, wow.
I know. There's
you're feeling good now.
There's a lot to get to. So,
you can admit you were wrong about the team?
I was never wrong about the team.
Okay, you gave up on it.
I did not give up.
You gave up on the lineup.
You're going to keep... Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Okay.
If you want to have that little...
You give up on the lineup, and the lineup is the team.
Eh,
so,
starting pitching is the team.
That's a good point. Starting pitching is the team.
You excited because the starting pitching is good or because they're hitting the ball?
The bullpen's doing their job. The lineup's slowly but surely doing their job.
They scored 15 more runs than the Mets.
It's good.
I'm just saying.
It's good.
You gave up on them.
On the lineup. All right. On the lineup.
Okay.
So, obviously, the Alvarado suspension happened.
I never gave up on them.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
We know.
You had Bryce Harper in the grave.
And now I've jumped in on them, so I'm in on them.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, the record's been pretty good since.
It has. Besides the Cardinals series. But
hey,
that's not your fault. It's baseball.
Guys get paid too.
So, according to Mark Feinstein, the Phillies called David Robertson.
Yeah,
even before the Jose Alvarado
suspension.
He was
pretty good last year.
He was great last year.
Yeah,
he's 40. This would be his third time here. But apparently, the talks haven't really gone anywhere. Regardless,
what is he holding now for?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Does he want to be 41?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just letting everyone know the David Robertson thing is out there. And then I can't get enough of the Juan Soto New York Mets.
It's so good.
Already some trouble in paradise.
It's so good.
It's so good. Michael Kay is saying that he never wanted to be a Met.
His family wanted him to be on the Mets.
Yes.
He wanted to be a Yankee.
He wanted to be a Yankee. You have Spike's old station up at WFAN. I mean, listen to this takedown of old Juan Soto from Boomer and Geo.
You know, Juan Soto just had a brutal 3 days. You know, he could smile all he wants. He can take his helmet off and acknowledge the boos all he wants on Friday night. At the end of the day, you know, it was a bad weekend for him. So now he and his family can get on the private jet and go up to Boston. That was interesting that Carl Ravitch said that part of it yesterday.
Wow. Yes, I did. And I also heard Carl Ravitch, you know, Juan Soto vehemently trying to back out of being mic'd up, that he was begging to get the microphone off of him.
I remember when the Yankees were saying, you know, we're not going to give Juan Soto a suite because we don't give our player suites. Mm-hmm. Who knew that Juan Soto was getting a private jet on top of all of this to away games? The point being is that if Juan Soto is putting up huge numbers and Juan Soto's coming through,
nobody cares.
Nobody really cares about that. But then all of a sudden, that doesn't happen, and then somebody else is coming for a contract extension, and the Mets treat that guy like crap compared to what that guy thinks that Juan Soto has. That's where the schism
spot
happens, right?
Yeah, so, I know.
I mean, I almost fell off my chair last night when I heard Ravitch say that, because I knew that he got in a suite. I had no idea that he had gotten a private jet charter.
So Jeff Passan said that's not true, by the way, the private jet thing. But also, Juan Soto not hustling out a ground ball that could have been an infield single. Juan Soto standing there and admiring his single to the outfield. Here's the truth. Is that, and I've thought of a solution for this. The truth is, nobody wants to be a Met more than they want to be a Yankee, especially if they've already been on the Yankees. Juan Soto definitely wanted to be on the Yankees. Juan Soto got pressured both by his agent and by his family to take the most money. And there is a solution here, and it's very easy. There's no way Stearns wanted to pay Juan Soto. He could look at that money and say, man, I could get so much more production out of that money. He doesn't want to be on the Mets. The Mets fans hate him. He wants to be on the Yankees. The Mets should trade Juan Soto to the Yankees. They should eat $100 million of the salary. The Yankees should give them a bunch of prospects, and everybody gets what they want. Juan Soto gets to be on the Yankees. He'll go to lose 25 pounds. He'll be good again. The Mets will get to spend that $600 million on players that are more productive, that actually want to be there, and everybody's happy. They should just trade him to the Yankees.
Well, I tell you, people don't know. I mean, they go through all this stuff to get Juan Soto.
Yep.
And 45 games into the season, they want to get rid of him.
He doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, because of them.
Because of Met fans?
Yeah.
But that's part of it, is that you go to the Yankee Stadium, and this is not Yankees exceptionalism, I promise. Yankee Stadium is sold out every game.
Sure.
You look at Citi Field, the middle of the week, there's 18,000 people in there. You're playing in God knows where, in Flushing, which is 100 miles away, in Queens. It feels like you're not even in New York City.
Right.
It's like he took the money, and he regrets it. And I bet the Mets, at a certain point, are going to regret it too.
They shouldn't. And here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Juan Soto is a fantastic player.
He sure is.
Fantastic player. Get over this start to this contract. First of all, Mets fans, settle the hell down. Settle down. You signed a guy for 15 years. You're ready to get rid of him in 2 months after giving him a 15-year deal for $700-plus million. Secondly, Juan Soto, grow up. Stop with your little pouting and all of that. If you wanted to continue to have Judge protect you in the lineup and all this other stuff, then you should have kept your ass with the Yankees and took less money. If that's what you wanted. If you wanted to play in front of a packed house, like you're saying, with excitement, then the money shouldn't have been as important to you. You took the money for whatever reason, family, agent, I get it.
Yep.
But you're there, bro. You're there. Stop pouting and play. Stop pouting and play. But I'm more irritated with Mets fans. You can't win the National League East in May. Chill out. You're going to run the guy out of town? You're going to run the guy out of town. You cried to get him there. You celebrated when you got him. Because he's not hitting game-winning home runs every key situation in the first 2 months of a 15-year deal, you're ready to get rid of him. Are you kidding me? This is Juan Soto we're talking about.
Well, this is also the weird dynamic in New York,
right?
Is that you know, to say that the Yankees are the Mets' biggest rival, they probably are. They're in town, and you have the other fan base in town laughing
mocking
and pointing
you. Yes, I know
at
that's
you.
What it is.
And
yes.
it drives it. If there were no Yankees in town,
right.
they would be there would be some people that would be upset, but mostly they would be making excuses for Juan Soto. They'd say, look at his OPS and all that kind of stuff. But now that he's not.
Now, you got a great point. That's what it is. It's the Yankee fans saying, aha, look what you did. Yeah, you're stuck with him.
Well, and all they're doing is sharing videos of how happy Juan Soto looked like as a
Yankee. Yankee. Yeah.
Like, look all this joy he has. Like, the Mets fans can't stand that he's not doing the Soto shuffle. It's amazing. He's not doing the Soto shuffle.
No, he doesn't look happy.
The Mets hierarchy's concerned about him not having any enthusiasm.
Yep.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Send him to the Bronx.
Get it over with.
Get a bunch of prospects.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yes, just trade him.
Bring a mirror.
I take him.
Where's Giglio? This is giving fuel for stupid Giglio.
Yep.
Would you trade Bryce Harper?
Yeah.
That's he can't wait to do that show.
Well, Bryce doesn't want to be a Met.
No.
Bryce wanted to be a Yankee too.
No, Bryce does not want to be a Met.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be a Met. And but look, they kicked our ass last year. Francisco Lindor likes being a Met. Pete Alonso likes being a Met. Once they're there, I think, you know, there's some of them that like it. But nobody, if they're given the chance in New York, say, do you want to play for this glamour franchise or the franchise playing 100 miles away?
Yeah. By the way, they want to get rid of Mikal Bridges, too, earlier in the year.
They did. They did.
Well, and also, Lindor had a really tough first, like, 2.5 years there.
He did. He did.
Like, he didn't start getting.
That's what I'm just saying. Like Mets fans, settle down, man.
No. You keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing. Don't listen to Ike.
Trade him to the Bronx. Think of all the prospects you could get.
I didn't think about how this benefits the Phillies.
Yes,
so, yeah, I did
come
not
on.
Think about
Roll
that.
With
yes.
this. Roll with this.
Yes.
All right. 215-592-9494. Debate days on WIP. We haven't heard Ike's take on the return of Joe Douglas. We will get that next.
That's my guy, Joe D-Mac.
He's a good dude. Good dude. Good player evaluation. They lose one, they get one. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again. See ya. A monster two-run home run.
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos. This game is over.
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.